Hey there, this is Hannah McGee, and welcome to the iHeart2C podcast. Join my husband, John, and me as we talk about all the happenings in our favorite place, Canyon County. We'll be highlighting businesses, organizations, and just plain old people that make this such a great place to live. If you're tired of all the negative on the news and social media and need some inspiration, you have come to the right place.
Canyon County is one of the fastest growing areas in the country. It's a great place to live, and it's where we're raising our family. We're going to take a few minutes each week to talk about the place we call home, the good folks, and the great happenings going on in Caldwell, Nampa, and beyond.
So join us here at the iHeart2C podcast. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here at iHeart2C Podcast. I'm Hannah McGee, your host, and my wonderful co-host, John McGee, my wonderful husband. And we have an awesome guest here today. He has created such a great business in Nampa that's very unique and very different than anyone else. And we have Kent Mortensen of Shindig Farms. Welcome. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Well, I would love to hear more about how you came up with the concept of your farm, and how did you come up with the idea to have such a variety of activities for the community to be involved in?
Well, Shindig Farms is actually a breakoff company or a sister company to the Burley Strawmays.
Okay.
It's been in business for about 15 years. And we've modified it to fit our needs over here with a couple of different partners. So Spencer Stoker and his father, Lavelle, along with their brother-in-law, Dave, and my twin brother and I decided that we wanted kids to get back to the dirt and get off of the constant internet stuff. And so we wanted to bring the feel of farming back to family.
That's awesome.
I love tell our listeners what you are doing right this moment to get those kids off the devices. What are you doing right this moment?
Currently, I'm packing about 45 plus students and about another 45 every 15 minutes on a tractor pumpkin ride pole to our pumpkin patch that's about 3.5 acres currently.
Wow.
With 17 varieties of pumpkins.
That's awesome. So you're always working, it sounds like.
Always working, just like all farmers, sun up to sun down.
Yeah.
Hey, Shindig Farms is such a great name. How did you guys come up with that?
Well, we wanted to depict something that showed lightheartedness and fun and party and family. And when we started talking about hoedowns and country feel, we came up with Shindig's. We were going to just call it Nampa Pumpkin Patch, but we decided we needed something a little more original. We're going to expand out to some wedding venues, etc. And we have a haunted straw maze, and our maze is quite intricate, and all the activities out here, we just thought it was a good name and it fit. So we went with it.
That's awesome. Well, I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit more about what they can experience. Them listening here, you'll be ending your harvest time, the fall farm part that you have been doing for a while, and then transitioning into the winter where you have a whole nother experience. So I'd love to have you tell our listeners kind of what would they experience when they come this fall, and then even going into the winter, what will that look like?
Well, we obviously do our fall season festivals through the 31st of October, starting on the 23rd of September this year. And that includes family areas that have all the way up to a mechanical bowl, swings and corn pits and straw mazes and giant straw slides, etc.
Yeah.
And we just feel like that's just a lot of fun for the fall. As we transition right around Thanksgiving time, we open up our Light the Maze extravaganza for the straw maze. And then we bring in the horse-drawn wagons and do a lit maze. And we have a little over 1 million lights that we put up, and it has a pretty good feel for families. So it's super fun.
Mm-hmm. How long will you, when, so you're hoping to open around Thanksgiving. Do you stay past, open past Christmas, or when are your dates that you're hoping to be open?
Depending on weather, we do stay past Christmas occasionally. Last year we closed before. And so we start the weekend of Thanksgiving and we go right up to Christmas Day. And if we have enough response, then we go on through to the 1st of January.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So what are, it sounds like you guys have something for every age. What are some things right now this fall that if someone comes out, they would totally not expect or be surprised to see or experience for this fall?
Our events are really self-guided. They're right now we have kids in here as young as toddlers that are participating on even zip lines with their parents. Mm-hmm. We have the mechanical bull, which we run at a very low speed for young people. The maze is actually surprising to people. They get inside and they realize it's not a corn maze. It's an actual maze. And we have people on top to guide them out if they become a little bit claustrophobic or whatever, but it's actually challenging and super fun. You could spend anywhere from 25 minutes, probably up to 45 minutes if you try to do it on your own. So it's like a true maze where you can get out and kind of figure it out. And during the holidays, we light that maze up. We make it a little less intricate and just really bring families in. And it's a pretty closed space, so it's safe and people really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the pictures and I'm excited to come out with my family. But the pictures are just absolutely beautiful. From you've gotten some really great aerial photos of your farm for the winter with the lights. So pretty.
Yeah, it's quite magical when people come out during the Christmas season. It's a little different than kicking up the dust in the fall to we kind of key it down and we have Christmas music playing and mm-hmm. a Santa Claus and even had a couple of guest appearances from the Grinch last year.
Oh, nice. Nice. And I saw last year that you sold Christmas trees there. Will you be doing that this year?
We will be doing that as well because we are a farm and agricultural based. We not only grow trees, but we bring trees in mm-hmm. from different parts of Idaho. And so the trees that you'll get a lot of times at the retail stores have been cut up to a month earlier. Mm. And so the needles fall off fairly quickly. We do a lot of noble firs and the old traditional Charlie Brown type trees is what we call them. So mm-hmm. it can hold lots of ornaments.
Nice.
And look really, really cool.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this? Was last year the first year that you guys promoted?
Last year was our first year in Nampa mm-hmm. and my identical twin brother and I, we started a haunted house in Albion, Idaho, and it's now the largest haunted house in the country.
Really? So mm-hmm. that's still going?
That is still going. That's been going for 15 years.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's impressive. Oh, we better not tell our kids or else we're going to have to take them over there.
We'll be heading down to Albion.
We do haunt the maze on Saturday nights for the fall, which we really remain super family friendly. Even in the haunting, we do more pop type scares. Mm. So we sponsor several athletic teams.
Oh, neat.
And they come in and dress up. And so we don't have a lot of gore and things like that for the straw maze. We leave that to the Albion Haunted Mansions, but for our straw, we try to keep it pretty family friendly. So at dusk, we haunt the maze and it's pretty fun for, you know, 10 years and above.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's awesome. Well, for any families that want to come out, what's the best way? Should they buy tickets online or should they just come and show up and buy tickets when they get there? What's the best way to find you?
We find that people appreciate just coming right into the farm, and generally waits are no longer than 15 minutes. Even in our long periods, we have a pretty good system of getting people through. And so we just usually have people come right up and do ticket sales right at the booth.
Okay, perfect. Well, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about your farms and why they should come out and experience your place?
Well, I think it's absolutely unique. People think it's a magical experience. We think it is too. We are doing this because it's a hobby business for us. We have other businesses as well, but we're right on site. We ask people to go to shindigfarms.com to check it all out. But our field trips are basically break even, and 17 varieties of pumpkins this year. And we're going to do a bunch of exotics next. And last year we were the largest fresh Christmas tree location in the area. We had a little over 1,000 Christmas trees that we brought in.
Wow. Did you sell all of them?
We invited. Yeah, we did. Well, we didn't sell them all. We donated just about 300 to the Boys and Girls Club to other needy families around the valley, which really worked out and was super cool for kids that didn't have the opportunity to have a tree.
Yeah.
And this year, in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Club, we bring in Brandy Davis, who is a renowned pumpkin artist, and she'll be here on the 22nd.
Oh, cool.
And doing a full pumpkin carving where she turns pumpkins into art. It's really, really super awesome.
That's awesome. Well, we will have all of your information in our bios for people to link to and find all the information of how they can come out and experience. And I know we're excited to come out for sure and be able to share with everybody your wonderful farm. So thank you for joining us, Kent, today.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Kent. Thank
all right.
you. Look you forward have... to having me out here at Shindig Farms.
Yep. We'll be there soon.
Bye now.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on the iHeart 2C podcast. Do you know someone or something that we should highlight? Would you like to get the word out about your business? Send us a message at podcast@iheart2c.com.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at iHeart2C. If you like the podcast and are listening on Apple, make sure to leave a review. Until next time, keep it local and keep supporting Canyon County.